since residents who have been waiting to take driver's tests finally get the opportunity. And a lawsuit seeks to block wolf trapping on Prince of Wales Island this year, following the release of a report that found over half the island's wolf population was hunted last year. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services reported another 348 new coronavirus infections on Monday and no new deaths. It's the third highest daily case count in Alaska since the pandemic began. The state's first and second highest case counts came over the weekend. State health officials are warning that the virus is in an acceleration phase, with widespread community transmission throughout much of Alaska. A total of 50 patients diagnosed with COVID-19 are hospitalized in Alaska, the state health department reported on Monday. There are currently no active cases of COVID-19 in Haines, according to the local emergency operations center. Skagway has 5 active cases, according to the municipality's website, and the community is under a shelter-in-place order until October 31st. Haines drivers-to-be will have a chance to take their behind-the-wheel tests this week after a long wait. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
COVID-19 precautions have delayed and canceled a list of things so long that it's almost easier to name the exceptions. Behind-the-wheel tests for driver's licenses is not among them. Those ceased when the DMV closed temporarily in March after COVID-19 hit, and have not yet resumed.
This is our first time to Haines to do Class D training, mostly due to the pandemic and some of the backlog training they've had there, with students not being able to get a test done.
That's Patrick Rose from Northern Industrial Training, a Palmer-based company. The Haines Borough is paying for one of the company's trainers to come to Haines for 3 days this week and administer up to 24 driver's tests. The waiting list for these tests in Haines is at least 16 people long, since the local DMV does not yet have a pandemic-safe option for administering the tests. The DMV told the community it would send GPS and video equipment for remote testing, but the shipment was repeatedly delayed. Haines' CARES Act ad hoc committee decided the community had been waiting too long. Some families were opting to travel to Juneau for the test, at great expense. At the community's recommendation, the Assembly allocated up to $15,000 of Federal CARES Act money for this purpose. The cost for the October visit is in the range of $7,000.
So basically what we'll do is we'll show up and the students will be in their vehicles and we'll do a little check on their vehicle, a little walk around, and then they'll actually go on the course, which will be more of a route through Haines to make sure they follow the proper guidelines and laws out there for getting a Class D license. And then once they're complete, we submit their test to the DMV.
Northern Industrial Training will not use remote technology for the tests. The instructor will ride in the car with students. That's closer contact than the DMV plan, which uses the GPS equipment so that the examiner does not have to share a vehicle with the student driver. Rose says the company will set down guidelines that follow all state mandates.
So everybody will be wearing a mask when they're in the vehicle. And then also, before our instructors get in, we're probably going to do some cleaning on doors and, you know, touching surfaces and things like that.
Haines Police Chief Heath Scott was approved by the DMV to proctor the driver's test. He says he thought he received approval to give behind-the-wheel tests, but is currently only certified to administer written tests. The DMV told KHNS the GPS equipment was slated to arrive in Haines last week, but has not responded to KHNS's inquiries to confirm its arrival. Northern Industrial Training will be in Haines from October 28th through 30th. To schedule a test, call 907-357-6400. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel.
Last year's record hunting and trapping season eliminated more than half of Prince of Wales Island's wolf population. That's according to the 2019 population estimate released on Monday that proposes a 16-day trapping season next month. But as Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, a lawsuit filed earlier in the day seeks to prevent that from happening.
The numbers are out. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's estimate of the wolf population last year is 316. But that number doesn't factor in the 165 wolves reported taken last winter, more than half the island's population estimate. The agency says it considers a 30% harvest to be sustainable, but over half is not. Southeast Regional Wildlife Supervisor Tom Schumacher admitted as much last week when he addressed the Regional Subsistence Advisory Council.
There's no reason that the population couldn't withstand the harvest that it did in 2019. Is that harvest sustainable through time? I don't think so.
Under Monday's proposal, rural residents eligible for federal subsistence will be able to hunt wolves from Halloween until the end of November. The state's hunt for non-rural residents wouldn't open. Trappers will be limited from November 15th to November 30th under both state and federal seasons, and there wouldn't be a limit. In an interview on Monday, Schumacher says the 16-day trapping season was based on a number of factors.
We took into account population-level information that we had this year. It's anecdotal. The fall 2019 estimate, fall 2019 harvest, and they wanted to ensure, given all the controversy surrounding the population, that we had a relatively conservative harvest this year.
Wolves are targeted because they prey on the island's deer. But critics say commercial logging on Prince of Wales Island destroyed deer habitat, impacting the herds. A lawsuit filed early Monday asked a state judge to intervene. It was filed on behalf of the Alaska Wildlife Alliance and Joel Bennett, a former member of the Board of Game from Juneau.
Let's be clear here. What this is, I think, is a wolf control program for Prince of Wales, a closet wolf control program.
The lawsuit lays the groundwork for the court to block the state season from reopening in mid-November. And Bennett's lawsuit calls out the ADFNG commissioner by name.
I don't think Doug Vincent Lang would shed a tear if the wolves of Prince of Wales went the way of the passenger pigeon. And I honestly believe that.
But none of this is a done deal. Fish and Game and the U.S. Forest Service will answer questions and take public testimony by telephone on Thursday. The public meeting begins at 6 p.m. The hour-long public hearing follows at 7. And a petition by conservationists to add federal protections for Alexander Archipelago wolves in southeast Alaska is also pending with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's the third such effort since the 1990s. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.